Sports Betting Brother, and hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by. This is Boyd. I'm with SportsBetUniversity.com, where we teach beginner and struggling sports bettors how to bet like sharps, and we do that with education, and we're going to kick off this educational series. We've created a course for beginners. I've had so many people contact us and say, hey, Boyd, you know, sports betting is getting popular. It's getting regulated in our area, and I want to know how to do it. I want to know how to make money. And quite honestly, you know, it's just something that we kind of take for granted, is the verbiage and the dialogue. So today we're talking about Moneyline. What is a Moneyline bet? And we're just going to spend a couple of minutes, go through that real quick. I want to give you a reminder, too, through the course. We cover about 15 different areas for the basics, the beginners. It's $14.95. Guys, it's an hour-long video that you can rewind and play back over and over again to, you know, get your nice foundation and your base foundation. So I want to invite you over to that to get that started. Also, want to talk about betting tools. We are very markets-driven and very markets-forward relative to how we come across with mathematically profitable selections. And I'll give you an example. I actually have a chart in our course that shows two bettors, better A, better B, before we get into the money lines here. Each bet $100 on five games. Each won their five games. And turns out, because the sharp bettor knows where to get his lines, where it knows how to get sharper lines, better profitability, was actually ahead by about $70, a little over $70. And it just shows you that every little bit helps in the pricing. So understanding the sports betting markets, the sports books, and all the details about that is something you can jump into after you understand the basics. But again, that's over at OddsJam. OddsJam.com is a company we work with. They're a betting tool that we use, and also the Wolfline. The Wolfline is the quantitative analytics application that will help you understand the markets. But first, let's go on to the money line. That's why you're here. Moneyline, simply pick a winner. When you hear moneyline bet, you hear point spread, total or over under, and then moneyline. Those are the big three. And moneyline simply means pick a winner. So nothing to do with the final score, nothing to do with anything other than win or lose. And the caveat attached to that is, of course, if you take the favorite, typically they're favored by several points, multiple points. And if you're on the money line wager, it's usually like a minus number. So if it's a minus 200, that would mean you'd have to risk $200 to win 100. Same math holds true. You could risk $20 to win $10. You know, you could risk any correlation to that. You could risk $17.42, and it would come up to be whatever mathematically would be the minus 200 division there. If you took the underdog on the money line, so certainly you're having a higher risk, you should get a bigger reward, and they do that. So in that case, if it's plus 200, for every $10, you would win $20. So again, if it's plus 200, you're risking 10, you would win your $10 back plus the 20. So there you go. Basically, the wins and the losses, the easy part is just that you need to understand that mathematically and profitability wise, you're going to get more money taking the underdogs. And then certainly the higher the odds or the higher the plus number, the bigger the payout. So yeah, I've seen games at plus 300, plus 400, plus 500, plus, you know, 560, plus 750, whatever the case, but it's all mathematically the same. And that's how you would calculate your wins and losses. So again, money line, simple, pick a winner. And pick a payment. You know, if you want the favorite, you're gonna risk more to win less. But that's the trade off, and it's kind of a balance. If you want the underdog, you get a risk less, but you get a bigger payout. But of course, the downside of that is you get the supposed dog that may not win the game outright. So we're gonna cover point spreads and totals in the next week's early part, Monday, Tuesday podcast. So hopefully you can stick around for that, sort of build up some community and build up some. I guess the information here is for sports betting. And as always, you can email me at info@sportsbetuniversity.com if you have questions. And again, appreciate your 5 minutes here of sports betting talk. And we'll be back Monday to add more to this education.